This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reminding France again this morning that the U.S. helped save it from Germany in World Wars I and II. In a tweet this morning, the president took issue with French President Macron's recent suggestion that Europe should form its own army to protect it from the United States, as well as China and Russia.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's the Democrat in an Arizona U.S. Senate race, Kyrsten Sinema, the apparent winner now of that Senate seat that had been held by Republican Jeff Flake, who's not seeking re-election. Last night, her opponent, Republican Martha McSally, conceded and congratulated Sinema in a video posted online.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle. I wish her all success as she represents Arizona in the Senate.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Security at the Brooklyn, New York federal courthouse ramped up this morning for the start of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's trial. He's accused of running a multi-billion-dollar drug trafficking operation and ordering hits on dozens of people. 42 people now dead from the Camp Fire in Northern California, and they're afraid with so many people listed as missing, that number is only going to continue to grow. And the winds are continuing to howl, which isn't helping firefighting efforts.
We're going
to
see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts up to 55 miles an hour.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
You know, our weather is far less predictable than it has been in the past. We're seeing greater extremes. We're seeing longer stretches of red flag warnings with these really strong, strong winds. And that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The San Francisco 49ers supporting some of the young survivors of the deadly Camp Fire, which, as we told you, continues to burn in Northern California. The Niners hosted the Paradise High School football team, their cheerleaders and coaching staff, at last night's Monday night game against the Giants. The special guests on the field with the Niners for a moment of silence for the fire victims. Fans worldwide continue to mourn the death of comic book legend Stan Lee yesterday at the age of 95. Lee created or co-created Black Panther, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Mighty Thor, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Ant-Man, among countless other characters. Lee got started in comics in 1939, joining Timely Comics as an office assistant. The publisher founded by Lee's cousin-in-law, Martin Goodman, would eventually transform into Marvel Comics in 1961. Lee ran and wrote for Marvel until 1972, when then he took on the role of publisher. As for Lee's passing on Monday morning at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, BBC entertainment reporter Steve Smith puts it this way.
Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Iron Man and the rest will continue to slug it out without Stan Lee. But the film studios have lost the most precious figure they ever got their hands on. Ideas, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, hello America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, it is good to have our next guest, Raheel Raza, back with us, a Clarion Project Advisory Board member, a founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement, and international human rights activist. Raheel, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. It's an exciting day for you guys out there.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, and we're going to be on pins and needles here for a while, and we'll see how this works out. It's
a
choice. Yes, it is an exciting time, Raheel. I wanted to talk to you because certain things have been happening in the midst of the political process in our country. There's a lot of distractions, but the way things have been coming out regarding the murder of this American journalist and Saudi Khashoggi, this is kind of, we have got to keep a light on what is going on here. And the big question I have is one that you're asking as well, and that is, what's happening to the Muslim nations? I don't hear any condemnation over this Khashoggi affair. What's going on?
Well, they're very quiet on it, especially countries like Iran, who make so much noise otherwise, are totally silent on this. And, Saudi Arabia is unfortunately part of the Human Rights Council at the United Nations, and this does not bode well for human rights anywhere.
Exactly.
If they have murdered one of their own people. But, the other surprise is that this does not come as an unusual thing. Saudi Arabia has a history of brutality. They have beheaded more people than ISIS, and sometimes people forget that even though they drive Cadillacs, it's like from the camel to the Cadillac, they're still living in the tribal area, the tribal sense of the 9th and 10th century, where if anyone speaks against them, they just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the idea that might makes right, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying it's might makes right, and we're back to that kind of base situation here, and so but this is causing lots of problems here in our country and the United States in terms of diplomacy. And as you say, how embarrassing. How does the United Nations respond to something like this?
Well, yes, and, you know, it's not so much about might is right as much as that the oil is right. So, you know, as long as they are holding the world at ransom because of their oil and their oil prices and the money that's involved, it certainly is a very ironical situation because it is, as you say, it distracts from the real issues. And, you know, there is so much talk about what happened to Khashoggi and how did it happen. The way I look at it, the final fact is that he is dead. And no matter what they do now, you know, that cannot, it's not something that can be reversed. But what the world must not forget is that there are resistors and there are activists who are alive today and they're in jail in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So the pressure must be put on Saudi Arabia to release them before they meet a similar fate. And there should be pressure from the OIC, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, that, you know, is the largest group of Arab Muslim countries in the world. They have a presence in the United Nations. Why are they not pressuring Saudi Arabia to, you know, do something that is right? Giving an explanation is not the point because every day there are new stories emerging. You know, whether they emerge from Turkey, whether they emerge from Saudi Arabia, and what's even more ironical is that the world is looking at the United States for a response to something that has happened inside the Saudi consulate in another country, yet they expect United States and President Trump to give all the answers.
So how
is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just, of course, if it has anything to do with Donald Trump, they're trying to do everything they can to manipulate him. Of course, you know, we saw what the United States did with Russia with the attempted murder of two dissidents there in, you know, in England. And, you know, so they're looking for, okay, what kind of response here? Like you said earlier, is oil king or are human rights going to be, you know, be preeminent here? And it's disappointing on one hand, and I'm sure you would agree with this, Raheel, is that it looked for a moment that Saudi Arabia was was starting to move a little bit further, maybe not the 21st century but maybe even the 20th century, by allowing women to drive. And you thought, okay, well, this is starting to move in a positive direction. And then within a couple of months we have this situation where an American journalist is murdered, and it's just it's like for any positive steps going forward, they kind of eradicated all that.
Yes, they have. You know, when Prince Salman talked about reforms, and, you know, I am part of the Muslim reform movement, and we thought at that time, well, there was some light in the darkness, and if he's talking about reforms, maybe they will move into modernity and into the modern world. So I think this has really put everything back a great deal. If this is their idea of reform, then I don't want to have anything to do with it, don't want to be associated with it, because it's not just the fact that they killed a journalist, but it is how they killed him. If they didn't agree with him, or if he was speaking out against the regime, or if, you know, even if he was the worst person on earth, he didn't deserve to die in the way that he did. They could have extradited him, they could have, you know, put him in jail or held him in court. But, you know, this is brutality at its best, and this is it's such an exposure of how they think, because, you know, they can, as I talk about reforms till the cow comes home, and they can give women the right to drive and at the same time jail those women who speak out against the ruling powers, and they continue to show that they have yet not come into modernity. They are really not part of the modern civilized world, and they need to be called out for this. Now, whether or not the Western leaders continue to do business as usual with Saudi Arabia is a whole different matter. You know, the trade is something that everyone has done with countries that don't have a very good human rights record. But they need to at least be called out and put on notice and asked about the human rights of those who are still alive and languishing in jail, and there should be pressure on them to release them We have been working at lobbying for the release of Raif Badawi, who is a blogger who was sentenced to 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes. And his wife and children have been given Canadian citizenship. And I am a Canadian, and we have been lobbying long and hard for him to be released. And this is a good time to put pressure on Saudi Arabia to release him.
Exactly.
But the insidious workings of oil and the threats that they make to the rest of the world about stopping trade has got people scared.
Yeah, without a doubt. Our conversation with Rahil Raza continues. We've got to go to a quick break. This is Bill Martinez, and more after this. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Martinez here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Raheel Raza continues with us, a Clarion Project Advisory Board member, and we're talking about, you know, the voices of Muslim nations. We're not hearing much from them at all regarding the Khashoggi affair and the condemnation of, or the lack thereof of condemnation is... It's quite telling, isn't it, Raheel? It tells us a lot.
There are countries like Iran, where the Iranian regime, which is totally evil, and by the way, they invited Louis Farrakhan to come there and talk about the United States being the great Satan. So, you know, they are, you know, just they have such a subversive agenda. And they're quite happy to be quiet because for them, this is a triumph over Saudi Arabia. So the inner workings, you know, Turkey supported by Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood axis of Qatar, Iran, and Turkey, they are the ones who are benefiting from this situation. And Turkey very happily produces evidence every other day, and of course it's evidence that sometimes does not connect with each other. But the reason for that is that they want to take control of the Muslim leadership, and they will do anything to put Saudi Arabia down. The life of a man is not important to them. This is not about human rights. They are doing this to push Saudi to the ground. And so, you know, this is their political maneuvering that is taking place. And Erdogan wants to use this incident to milk it to its nth degree for his own benefit. So it is really sad, and it, you know, it's frustrating when leading Muslim nations are quiet on the issue because they were so embroiled in their own internal problems right now, which are you know, rife with problems and trauma, that they're not addressing the issue head on. They expect the United States to take a lead on this and be responsible for something which the U.S. had nothing to do with.
Exactly. Well, if they, and I'm talking about Erdogan and Turkey and Iran, if they were to put Saudi Arabia down and somehow be elevated, what does, you know, what does their people have to gain from it? Or what does the Muslim world have to gain if Saudi Arabia is made less and somehow Turkey and Iran is made greater?
Well, you know, there is a tussle within the Muslim world between the Sunni majority of Saudi Arabia and the Shias of Iran. This is something
always,
that has
yes.
been going on for a long time. And, you know, the rest of it is just collateral damage, what we see playing out. Now, Saudi Arabia was heading towards sort of being the leader in the Sunni world. This is why Prince Salman came up and was talking about reforms. And, you know, there was a lot of conversation, and Western leadership was looking at Saudi Arabia as being that leader. With this Khashoggi affair, of course, it's a dark blotch on Saudi Arabia. And so enter Turkey, and supported by Iran and Qatar, which is a Muslim Brotherhood triangle. Now they feel that, you know, they could take on that leadership. And for Erdogan, this would be a dream come true, because he has always wanted to sort of, you know, return to the Ottoman Empire and be the caliph. And, you know, this is his opportunity to show that he is a very humanitarian person, when we know for a fact that hundreds of journalists have been imprisoned and jailed in Turkey for criticizing Erdogan. He put out a statement saying that
exactly.
if anybody made a satirical remark or a joke about Erdogan or published any kind of satire, they would be jailed, and they have been jailed. So he doesn't have a very good record on this at all. However, you know, in this whole Khashoggi affair, the idea of putting Saudi Arabia down and showing that, you know, they are shining in this whole episode is what he wants more than anything else. And of course, it's unfortunate that Western media, the Western world, picks up on this and thinks that Turkey is, you know,
exactly.
without any blemish in this issue. But they're not. They also have an abysmal human rights record. The point of this whole affair is that it should be looked upon as an opportunity to tell these theocracies that you cannot look at, you cannot trump religion over human rights. All faiths, no matter which, who they are, should be looked through the lens of human rights, and human rights must trump religion, culture, or any other aspect. so that we can all follow the Universal Charter of Human Rights and we cherish human life.
Is the Middle East ready for that?
Well, they should.
Or this
be.
Is
They're
something that maybe could compel them to do. Yeah.
They need to be compelled to do. They need to be pressured to do, because at opportunities like this, we don't just look the other way and stay silent. There are terrible things happening in Iran. This is a regime that oppresses its own people. I spent hours with Iranian dissidents yesterday. They threaten them not only in Iran, but outside Iran as well. Anyone who criticizes the regime, the IRGC, the Iranian, the religious guard, they are everywhere. Iran is supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. They have tentacles all over the Western world. So these are countries that need to be put on notice that, for the sake of power, you can't suppress human rights. And so there
exactly.
has to be a change, because that is the only way they will come into the 21st century. There will be progress and modernity. And this is what we want in the reform movement. Mm-hmm. We want to reform the way in which Muslims face their daily life in the 21st century, respecting others' rights, respecting humanity, and respecting different ways of practicing the faith.
How are the Muslims, the reformed-minded Muslims, like you're leading, Raheel, how are they responding? I mean, are they coming together as a powerful force? Because I think this is a grand opportunity for human rights at the expense of Khashoggi's death. If we do not take, and I say we, I'm talking about the corporate body of humanity, if we do not take advantage of this opportunity, then Khashoggi is martyred in vain.
Yes, they are coming together. I'm very pleased to tell you that there has been a huge outpouring of condemnation for this whole affair. And, reformist Muslims, ordinary moderate Muslims are coming together to speak out, not only in this case, but in my own native country of Pakistan, where there is a Christian woman, who had been jailed for 10 years and then she was released. And there are mass uprisings taking place by the religious right, who are against her being released. So, the younger generation especially is speaking out and saying, we are not living in the 7th century. We have to put behind these jihadi ideologies, and, blasphemy laws and apostasy laws need to be finished off so that anyone of any faith can live in peace in a country. So there is a great outpouring. There have been op-eds written. People are speaking out. And it is definitely hopeful and inspiring to see that Muslims are coming together. But, these are ordinary citizens. What we need is the voices of the leaders. What we need is the voices of those who hold the Muslim world in power. We don't hear from them.
Yes, exactly.
This is where the problem lies.
Well, and we just got to keep the pressure on them. I mean, even at the founding of our country, it started at a groundswell. It was organic, and it picked up from there. One final question as we wrap things up here, Raheel. The Crown Prince, what is his future?
Well, it depends on how he is going to come out of this. So, he started off very well, but he certainly has a lot to answer for, perhaps. If he would take the step of releasing the other prisoners who are in jail, that might be a step in the right direction. So it's not enough to say that I'm going to let women drive. That is their right. They should have been able to drive 50 years ago. But, he needs to do much more. He needs to clean up the human rights record. He needs to give an explanation. And he needs to be honest and about his involvement or lack of involvement in this affair. At the moment, it's just theories that are floating around. But he has to come out and be very clean about it and say, okay, so we made a mistake. We're going to release the other activists and the prisoners to show that we do support human rights. And the day he does that,
and the world's going to look and see what he does.
Yes, we can only wait.
And the world's looking to see what happens with the assassins as well. Exactly. Yes. Raheel Raza on Bill Martinez Live. Raheel, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a great day. Bye.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reminding France again this morning that the U.S. helped save it from Germany in World Wars I and II. In a tweet this morning, the president took issue with French President Macron's recent suggestion that Europe should form its own army to protect it from the United States, as well as China and Russia.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's the Democrat in an Arizona U.S. Senate race, Kyrsten Sinema, the apparent winner now of that Senate seat that had been held by Republican Jeff Flake, who's not seeking re-election. Last night, her opponent, Republican Martha McSally, conceded and congratulated Sinema in a video posted online.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle. I wish her all success as she represents Arizona in the Senate.
And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
And just like that, as promised, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there's an unwritten rule that when you're gathered around the Thanksgiving table and you want to keep the peace, politics are off limits, right? But, you know, what about discussing financial matters? You know, money is an important topic, though many people aren't that comfortable talking about it. However, Thanksgiving may actually be the perfect time to broach the subject with members of your family. Money expert Aaliyah Dudum is going to be joining us, and she's got ways to tactfully bring up finances during a Thanksgiving or any other celebration. You probably want to avoid it when somebody has a long knife maybe in their hand, possibly. I'm just a thought, you know. That's all I'm saying, Aaliyah. Aaliyah Dudum, let's bring her on right now. Millennial money expert. Good to have you back with us. How you doing, Aaliyah?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, right. Let's talk about... Yeah, right. I mean, you know, you've got to assess the situation. Timing can be everything, right?
It can be. You know, this holiday season, definitely recommend redirecting the conversation from politics to something a little bit less taboo, let's say money. I know that, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but we're twice as likely to share marital issues than we are about credit card debt. And, you know, that's kind of a problem because while it's great we're having the conversation, 60% of us have revolving credit card debt and 2/3 of us have no consistent saving plans. And that's a real problem as we head into the busiest spending months of the year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and there might be just a nice, calm way to introduce it just in those practical ways that, you know, heading into the holidays,
I know a couple times, you know, when we've been around the family table for Thanksgiving, you know, I've made a point to, you know, because sometimes the kids go, oh, Dad, what, you know, what should we get you? And I go, look, at you guys go out of your way to, you know, spend money and get yourself in debt. And I'd rather you not. I mean, I'm more pleased because what happens anyway is that later on down the road, you see, they get themselves in debt and then they call me and they say, hey, Dad, can you give me a loan? So, but you know, the things for parents, even grandparents, is photos. You know, photos of the grandchildren. I mean, there's very, very smart and inexpensive, creative ways that you can offer a gift and something so meaningful that is, as they would say, priceless, right?
Totally, exactly. You know, at the, when you're at the dinner table, it can be challenging to figure out how to broach the conversation. But it's, you know, if you're talking about your friends and family, and they're asking you how's it going, what's going on with you, give a life update with a money twist. You know, are you saving towards something? Are you working an extra job to pay down debt, perhaps? And I agree with you, Bill. It's important to prioritize spending time with your loved ones versus breaking the bank. So we're all getting inundated with these holiday deals, and it's great. But you know, we don't necessarily feel like we need to spend. I think that, you know, that can lead to more debt. And, you know, 65% of us are still paying for that debt from last holiday season. So we definitely don't need to add to it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's
a crazy number.
65%. You see, and even something like that, like a harmless factoid like that, you just throw out on the table and go, hey, I just ran across this. I can't believe it. You know, Aaliyah said that 65%, and then all of a sudden, you know, people start chewing on that, you know, and instead of their biscuit a little bit. And it's kind of a nice, easy, soft way to introduce the topic, right?
Totally. And another easy way to do that is, you know, it is the end of the year, so we can talk about 2019. You know, what are your money goals? What are your short-term and long-term resolutions? And, you know, ask your family to engage. Are they saving or prioritizing something in the future? And it's a great way to hold each other accountable to make sure, and you check in with each other halfway through the year. Have you reached your goal? Have you paid down your debt? Are you saving for that vacation? So, you know, it's also a really great way to teach the children around the table about financial literacy and make them aware that it's okay to talk about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, because the way I was raised, you know, we didn't talk about money, and I see it like you do, Aaliyah. It's a lost opportunity to be able to educate our kids about, you know, financial literacy.
Totally, and you know, it also financial health has a lot of different implications, right? So we recently did a study at Lending Club and found that those that do talk about their financial health and do talk about their money actually feel less isolated. They prioritize their health and well-being, and you know, if they feel like their friends are if they talk about their money, you know, you might alter your social plan so that you don't go after that expensive getaway or that expensive gift for your friend, that you don't go out to those dinners. You know, maybe you cook at home and host your friends and, you know, do DIY it this year, but definitely no need to get into that debt cycle.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, there's all kinds of ways. You can be a bit creative as to how to introduce the topic. And maybe it might even start out with, you know, just what you've experienced. You know, this year, this is what we did. And, you know, we thought, gosh, we're really starting to attack this important topic. And, you know, we've pledged, you know, for next year, as you say, looking into 2019. And sometimes just you putting your own story on the line regarding this begins to open up the topic, right? Because what we want to do, we want to be able to open up the topic in a way that is seamless and not very threatening, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, debt doesn't have to be a bad thing. We can make debt work for us. We just have to do it responsibly. And so one way to do that is turn that high-interest credit card debt into a personal loan. I know that sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but personal loans are an easy and affordable way to refinance into one low monthly payment. And so, you know, marketplaces like Lending Club offer competitive rates, and members have seen hundreds in savings and credit score improvement. So that's actually a really big deal as you're thinking about, you know, the moving into 2019 a little bit financially healthier.
Well, the credit card debt especially, Aaliyah, that can kind of sneak up on you. You know, you've got the credit card in your wallet. It's been there all year. You've used it from time to time. Before you know it, you're carrying, credit card debt at an interest that is really silly.
Totally. Absolutely.
And right?
Absolutely. And with rising interest rates, you know, the rates on your credit cards are only going to rise as well. So that means you're actually paying more for credit. And so when you do refinance and consolidate into a personal loan, the rate that you get on the personal loan doesn't rise. So it's actually fixed. And so you know that you're able, you know, you have like a tunnel at the end of the road. You know exactly where you're going. You're hitting these goals. And, you know, once you have these little monthly payments, let's say it's a few hundred dollars that you're making every so often, and that's easy money that you can start getting into the habit and turn it into savings and reinvest into yourself, because I think that's, you know, something that we don't do often, but it's crucial.
Well, we're talking with Aaliyah Dudum, who's a millennial money expert, as you may recall. She's living the American dream. By becoming a homeowner in San Francisco. Yes, in San Francisco, and in her 20s, too, all right? I know a lot of people go, oh, I could never afford San Francisco. But here she is. She's living the dream, and she has a dream to empower other millennials to get out of debt and take control of their financial lives. And look, we're privileged to have her here with us so we can have this discussion. Aaliyah, you know, one of the things I look at, speaking of this holiday season, Thanksgiving's coming a bit early. That means an additional week of shopping, an additional week of really mounting up more debt. If we do not plan wisely, we're really gonna get some serious blues come January when we open up our mail and start seeing how much debt we incurred over this extra week of holiday season, right?
Totally. It feels really great to swipe in the moment, and then when you get your credit card bill about a month later, if you're not checking it online regularly, yeah, it could be a really harsh reality when you sit there and look at the thousands of dollars that you've racked in. So my advice is to just not spend the money. You know, it might be instant gratification, but also find ways to prioritize experiences with loved ones. I think you'll feel a similar feeling of happiness versus the latest gadget that you may have purchased.
Well, the temptation is, according to the strategist and those that are keeping statistics, is because the economy is on a positive swing, everybody's feeling rather rather good about it, and they expect to spend more money this holiday season. Good for the retailers, but like you say, for some that'll be getting themselves in debt, maybe not so good. So we need to be wise about that, right?
Totally. And I'm not saying don't spend. I think that it's more about just spend responsibly. Make sure that if you are spending, that you're also paying off your credit card bills in full every month. Prioritize savings. If you're going to spend, save as well. You know, we all have those emergencies, and a lot of us can't rack together $400 to pay for a sudden, emergency, and that really does happen, and we need to be mindful of that. And then, you know, use the opportunity to pay down that debt and consolidate it responsibly,
right?
Because the worst we can do is just continue to rack in more and more.
We've got to wrap it up here now. So real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information, Aaliyah Dudum.
Yeah, for more information, go to lendingclub.com/TV.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
I know you're able, and I know you can.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we're going to be talking about Florida's Broward County election officials. They've admitted they don't know how many ballots they're still to count, and they're still counting thousands of votes that may flip the Florida Senate seat. With us right now to tell us all about it, Eric Eggers, the Research Director for Government Accountability, author of the book Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. Eric, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks, Bill. I mean, I wish I was here under better circumstances, but as we discussed earlier back in August when you had me on the first time,
right.
I think all of the concerns we had about how vulnerable our election systems are and how motivated the left political operatives were to take advantage of those vulnerabilities, unfortunately, I think we're seeing those concerns play out in a real way in Florida right now.
Yeah, Eric, let me clear up one thing right up front here. I think I mistitled your book. It's titled Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. And, of course, as you and I have discussed before, all under the, you know, the ruse of the Russian collusion and the just the direct disconnect from things that were happening, you know, within our government. And now we're seeing it played out, whether it's in Florida, Georgia, Arizona. I mean, this is everything that you said and then some, and you addressed in your book.
Well, absolutely right. And consider this, Bill. You know, Florida's second most populous county is Broward County. And that's where we find all the activity right now. That's been the source of so much controversy. That's where 83,000 ballots have been, to quote one state elected official, spoken into existence. And you got to remember, this is a supervisor of election who was actually a Jeb Bush appointee, but she's been reelected by her voters in Broward County several times since in 2004. And so what you're seeing is this is a woman that's admitted that she's allowed illegal immigrants and felons to cast ballots. This is a woman that has previous examples of finding ballots mysteriously. A canvassing official in 2012 talked about how she was told going into a weekend there was 150 ballots left, only to be told there's actually near 1,000 still to be counted. So she's got a documented track record of just incompetence or fraudulent behavior. And now in 2018, with a Senate race on the line, with a governor's race on the line, what we're seeing is she's now admitted that they have combined, they have mixed up illegal ballots with legal ballots. And to be honest, there's no way for them to separate them. So we know for a fact that illegal ballots will be counted as part of the process in the Senate race and the governor's race. So those are the stakes that we're encountering now. And unfortunately, it's exactly as we predicted back in August, and that's why I wrote the book.
Yeah, and this comes from a party that says every vote should count. I mean, you got Oprah, you know, saying, hey, you get a vote, you get a vote, you get a vote, unless you happen to be on the wrong side, and then now your vote is negated because of illegal citizens, non-citizens voting. According to NBC, Eric, nearly 200,000 registered Florida voters were non-citizens in 2012. And to your point, it's anybody's guess how many there are in Broward County today.
Well, just to give you an idea of the types of behavior that regular voters think they can get away with, there have been 108 provisional ballots cast in Miami-Dade that have already been rejected because they know that those were the second ballots cast by those voters in this election. So we know we have attempted double voting. And then, by the way, when they're going through and evaluating these ballots and trying to decide which ballots count, which ballots don't count, numerous ballots have been rejected by the canvassing board. Those are the elections officials that get to decide, is this a legitimate vote, is this not? And they rejected several ballots because they were cast by a non-citizen. And guess who objected to their rejection of those ballots? Lawyers for Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and Democratic Governor candidate Andrew Gillum. So, I mean, I think that speaks to what the game plan is and what they're dealing with.
And we're talking to the same lawyers that were involved in defending GPS, Fusion GPS, this whole Mueller probe. The tentacles that go back into this whole Russian collusion. I mean, we've spent over $17 million on this hunt. Some have described as a witch hunt regarding Russian collusion, but yet we continue to allow. See, this is the one thing that I said from day one, Eric, and I think you and I discussed this the last time we talked, in August, and that is that, if we're really serious about this, let's really open up the full breadth of the body and look into how our election system is being compromised, whether it's with illegal non-citizens involved in voting or some of the shenanigans that are going on. I mean, Broward County is really in the spotlight here. You've got a whistleblower who says that they've actually witnessed election fraud by officials where they've seen the staff filling out blank ballots.
Yes. Now, obviously, her staff will deny that that's the case, but the fact remains that the person that made that claim was summarily fired from the office, and that's a claim that's now being cited by the Agriculture Commissioner's lawsuit. His name is Matt Caldwell. He had a lead heading into, you know, after the election were done, only to find that mysteriously that the ballot increase or the vote increase for his opponent, the Democrat medical marijuana lobbyist, saw her take the lead. So you're exactly right. I mean, and that's one count, right? And yet it's important to remember that this touches every corner of the American election. Last time we spoke, I reminded you and told your listeners about the fact that there's 248 counties in this country where you have more registered voters than citizens of legal voting age. So it literally touches every corner of the country. And we know that once you get on the ballot, once you get on the voter registration rolls, rather, it's incredibly easy to cast ballots on behalf of those people. The city of New York sent undercover agents in, and they were able to cast illegal ballots on behalf of 61 of the 63 people that shouldn't be on the voter rolls. And as I told you, one of the only two times that they couldn't cast that ballot successfully was because the elections official was actually the mother of the felon that the undercover agents were trying to cast the ballot on behalf of. So we know that the flaws exist, and we know they're easily exploited. And so, you know, the large takeaway for me, Bill, and I think the takeaway for your audience should be, if this is how bad Brenda Snipes is at counting ballots, imagine how bad she must be and other election officials like her at keeping illegal ballots from actually being cast.
Right. Well, look what happened in California. They've just surrendered to it. I mean, is ever since they allowed non-citizens to gain a California driver's license, with that, part of the process is that they are registered to vote. Now, how are these non-citizens, what are they supposed to think when they receive a ballot in the mail? They go, well, okay, it must be okay. So then they vote. And so how do you untangle that mess?
Well, exactly right. I mean, I don't think it's an accident when Texas Democratic officials are mailing voter registration forms to non-citizens with the boxes already checked. Yes, I'd like to register to vote, and yes, I'm a citizen. So I think that speaks to the organized and political impact of it. And I think it also speaks to, why we subtitled the book the way we did, how the left plans to steal the next election. In California, they allegedly found 1,500 non-citizens that were inappropriately registered to vote. But I think it strains credulity to suggest that in a state with 1 million illegal immigrants that have driver's licenses, that only 1,500 of them inappropriately registered to vote.
Right, exactly. Well, and of course, who's there helping the cause but the former attorney general who looked in the camera and told everybody that it was ridiculous, it was something from the right that was being perpetuated, this whole conspiracy of voter fraud. He just said, absolutely, Eric Holder says, absolutely, there's no voter fraud that exists in America.
Well, he sort of has to say that because his Department of Justice only ended up, I think, trying 3 cases of voter fraud in the 8 years in which they were in charge. So, So if he says voter fraud is a real problem, then I think he has some explaining to do as to why he never took it more seriously when he was an elections official, when he was a top law enforcement official, rather. So, it's a great point, and I think that's the key. Is you have to examine the incentive structures of the people that are voter fraud deniers have.
Exactly. Well, it's amazing, and I find it quite interesting and ironic that it is the left that continues to charge those on the right with conspiracy theories, but these conspiracy theories do not originate from the right. They originate from the left. I mean, they do these things, and people on the right reasonably ask the question, what is going on here? You've got Eric Holder saying no voter fraud exists, that's a total conspiracy, but I keep going, well, why are people arrested and convicted of voter fraud then if it doesn't exist?
Right. I think what the good news is you're starting to see President Trump take it seriously. And after his Commission on Election Integrity was disbanded, partly because of the 19 lawsuits that Soros-funded organizations filed, what they've done is they've moved, I think, the enforcement and the tracking into the Department of Homeland Security. And that's why you're starting to see people charged. And you're starting to see arrests actually be made because you actually do have a president who is unafraid of the pushback and unafraid of the, I think, false claims of racial suppression or racial segregation, requiring a voter ID. What's the pushback against that? That somehow negatively or inappropriately picks or subjects and suppresses minority votes, even though there's no evidence to support that. So the good news is that President Trump is now taking it seriously, and I think you see his administration do something similar as well.
Well, we're talking with Eric Eggers, Research Director for Government Accountability, his book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. What's your read on what's going on in Arizona? I mean, this is like, for McSally, it's like deja vu again. I mean, all of a sudden you've got ballots that are appearing out of nowhere.
Yeah, the biggest concern for me in Arizona, as it would be in any state where you have large populations of non-citizens, would be, what assurances do we have that only legal citizens cast ballots there? And again, this gets back to, we have 248 counties in this country with more citizens of legal, with more registered voters than citizens of legal voting age. So I think that, Arizona features a number of them. You've got, as you noted, right, you've got a mass confusion. Non-citizens don't understand what the law suggests. I mean, look, just recently in Illinois, there was an English priest who had moved from Britain. He'd been living in Illinois as a priest since 2006. And he's now facing deportation because he voted illegally in 2007, not out of some malicious effort to subvert American democracy. He was just ignorant of the law. And unfortunately, it's quite common, and that's what happens, and I'd be very concerned about that in Arizona.
Well, Eric Eggers, his book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election, we're living that out. Eric, thank you so much for being with us. Stay in touch.
Thanks, Bill. I'll do my best.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.